and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is author, documentary filmmaker, and photographer, Steve Quayle. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Subic. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker,
and welcome.
A special time with Steve Quayle this week.
Yes.
And I'm hoping to have him back with our new studio and to have him here for a whole week of talking, ministering to the people that come in our new studio to open it up. Amen. And Steve Quayle is, I don't know how long he's been on broadcasting, probably
25 years.
25 years.
He started on radio and has become a voice.
Lifetime.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you what, this is the number one video of our hour right now.
It is.
This is number one. If you don't have it, you better get it, because the whole world's going to be talking about
it. If you missed yesterday, this is a documentary. And if you did miss yesterday, go to the PTL app and watch yesterday's broadcast with Steve Quayle. It's just mind-blowing for us all. Yellowstone is just a distraction, the top of this DVD documentary says. Cascadia is the big one.
Mondo, you are our dear friend with Steve Quayle.
Yes.
You really like him.
Absolutely. He's got your same spirit, same outlook, the same message, and the boldness, the courage to stand out from the normal.
All week you've been telling me about the thousands of earthquakes.
Yes. Our team, you know, John and Kim, myself, Ben, we really come together and really pay attention to what's going on. When 22,000 earthquakes hit within 10 days in Iceland, you want to pay attention. When 8.1s back-to-back starts hitting, you want to pay attention.
Yeah.
I believe this is the hour. I really believe you lay the foundation scripturally, and Steve is a man of scripture just like you, and I think everything that the two of you really point us to is Jesus. Repent, for the hour is near. And when you read the headlines, for example, I just got an email from Steve that really explains, you're not going to find this headline in the Christian magazines. Can you guess where we found this?
No, I don't want to.
Which is shocking, because the New Yorker is a very famous, by the way, the New Yorker is where your good friend Alan Dershowitz found a little portion of your case at the end of the New Yorker.
And said, I was not getting a fair trial.
And he said,
I remember that.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you something. This is another shocking headline from the New Yorker saying the really big one. An earthquake will destroy a sizable portion of the coastal Northwest. The question is when?
Wow.
For the New Yorker.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And when you talked about this yesterday, the Cascadia is the big one. This is not some project that you're going to find from a garage. This is a very well-documented first class of filming. They give you the timeline of where we are right now. Mm-hmm. And you have always challenged me and our team, get your Bible and get the headlines. And they're going to meet together where Matthew 24, Mark, Luke always point out that the beginning of the birth pains will point out earthquakes.
Yes, yes. And this is the big one. We said it last week on our show when I was teaching from the books of the Bible, the Revelation. It's happening now. And then Steve Quayle comes on. And Steve, I want to ask you a question. It's so great to have you back today.
Yes.
And I'm going to start out with a question of my own. When did you realize that God was using you in a prophetic way? This is probably one of the greatest prophetic words that I've ever brought on my television show. And this is the backing up of what God has taught me since the prison years when I was studying the Revelation, Mondo and Lori and all here. And this is powerful. This is now.
Yes, it is.
And if you didn't order the video, you get it for your family. You owe it to your family. This is what is coming. Can you explain what will happen if the Cascadia subduction zone shifts? What will happen?
It's very clear, according to seismologists, of how it's going to affect the United States coast. The only question is magnitude. Again, in the articles that are out, they're usually saying 9.2 to 10 on the upside. Behind the scenes, now remember, ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, the people who work for the different universities and, let's say, USGS, et cetera, they are threatened, many of them, with, if they tell the truth is what's really going on, sound the alarm, they will basically lose their job, lose their tenure, and a couple of them fled the country because they were told if they don't shut up, they'd lose their life. This isn't to be melodramatic, but this is what's at stake. First of all, a full-scale margin, a full-scale Cascadia subduction zone margin rupture will take out the West Coast, pretty much everything that is west, in other words, ocean side of the mountains that will be going out. And you asked me a question, when did I first get this? By the way, I want to make this clear. I believe that God gave me the ministry of a watchman in all my life, and, you know, 51 years saved or whatever. I've not ever declared myself to be a prophet. But what I have stated is when you keep your eyes on Jesus, Jesus is the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. So when I first even was drawn, my attention was drawn to the Cascadia subduction zone, it was through God's servant, Henry Groover. Henry Groover has been a personal friend of mine for 30 years, maybe 35 years. And when God gave him the vision, this is important, Jim, because this relates to timing. When God gave Henry Groover the vision of the Russian invasion on the West Coast, now everybody needs to hear this, then God also showed him that the only way it was stopped is when all of the volcanoes in the Cascadia subduction zone started going active. The ash would keep the jet engines. Nothing's worse on a jet engine than something like silt, okay, or volcanic ash. The magma literally stopped the invasion of the United States, but not after pretty much the entire population on the West Coast. People can look it up. Coincidentally, the amount of nuclear reactors in Japan, again, I mentioned Chris Goldfinger. He was in Japan when they had the earthquake, Fukushima, and we all know the story about Fukushima. And if you don't, Fukushima is responsible. The destruction of that nuclear reactor is responsible for pretty much all of the issues in the Pacific Ocean with the dead sea life, the radiation burns on sea life, the death of the phytoplankton, the death of krill. That's not a science fiction movie. That's a food source. The thing is, there are 39 nuclear reactors in Japan, Jim. When we talk about just Cascadia, most people think it can only go one way. If what's happening in the South Pacific and in Indonesia and coupled with the Philippines, it can go both ways. Can you imagine 39 reactors being destroyed? Can you imagine that? It's going to be very, very problematic. And then in the United States, just, you know, we have, I think, close to 96 nuclear reactors. They're mostly on the coast or they're in, you know, in the Midwest along the different rivers, Mississippi, et cetera. And so the New Madrid, here's the thing. God is warning and warning and warning. Most of his people are ignoring the warning and scorning, okay? I almost sound like Randy Conway. God bless him. What a gifted poet. But the point is that with the scorning and with the denial, denial always leads to death. So one of the things that Henry Groover said is he said, and it's important, he said that when the Russians invaded the West Coast, he saw them coming in through Portland, Oregon, up the Columbia River. That's when the volcanoes triggered. I believe God is showing us the two events are happening simultaneously. I want to make a statement that most people can see it played out now, didn't believe it when I spoke it. I said before, God allows Russia, this is the prophetic from Henry Groover, but this is a word that I gave 7 years, and it was prior to Donald Trump running for president. I said, before God allows the Russians and the Chinese to attack the United States with nuclear weapons. He's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. And the people sins before a holy God. If anybody can't look back at the last 5 years of all the disgusting things that have gone on, of all the children butchered, and by the way, I don't use the word abortion. I use the word child sacrifice because, again, the 10 plagues of Egypt, you know, the devil started out with destroying the firstborn right off of the bat. The devil is trying to rush the time frame because he knows his time is short. The scripture says, and I want to make this clear, the Christians are not subject to the wrath of God, but the Christians will come under the judgment of God, not on them as individuals, but based on the decisions they make to live in really, let's just say this, notoriously evil areas. I'll let God determine that. So this is the prophecy. And this was a prophecy. It was before God allows the Russians and Chinese to destroy, was the actual word, the United States in a nuclear war. He would reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. Good night. Can you say it hasn't been revealed, isn't being revealed? And ladies and gentlemen, we lost our country. Right, wrong, or different. Use whatever word you want. But freedom of speech, the alternative news. By the way, Christians are being vilified. And why this word of Henry Gruber is so important is because at the time I made that statement, it was made when everything was hunky-dory with China and there was no open hostility with Russia. In the last 2 years, it's becoming more and more problematic. Every other day, President Xi of China is saying, prepare for war, prepare for war. But little do people realize that there is a wonderful, and I say this, a wonderful alternative. And it's the R word, repentance. It may not save the country because I don't believe, Jim, the foundation is in the churches or in the pulpits any longer to call the entire nation to prayer. So the importance about that statement is that even today, as I'm on with you guys on your show, the Jim Baker Show, the thing is that the hostilities in the night, Israel, as of a couple days ago, had basically turned off all their transponders on their military aircraft. We've got NATO talking about attacking with Ukraine, Russian territory. We've got so many events. They've all happened linearly in the past. It seems like 1 year, one new problem. It goes away. It goes away. It goes away. I say to everybody, seek the Lord while he may be found, because there comes a time when it all doesn't go away. It all comes into play. And so that's a timing indication for what I believe will be the Russian invasion of the United States, both on the West Coast coming over the North Pole. And by the way, Russia controls the North Pole. I hope every military person that is listening to this program, I hope every intelligence agency that listens to this program will hear that word. And Jim, I believe that God is giving people the last moments in time to repent and come to Jesus. Many people have turned away from the Lord in the military, in the political arena, in all the different arenas. But because they had a praying mother, a praying grandmother, praying grandfather, praying father, God's giving, if you will, breaths of reprieve, his breath, the Holy Spirit, to give people that last opportunity to repent. It's going to come fast. It's going to come furious. Now, let's get to Cascadia, why this is such a big deal. If you look at the food production up and down the West Coast, especially in California, Central Valley, especially in the Willamette Valley, especially in Washington, and then think of the port cities, everything that pretty much comes in from the Far East, some exception, but most of it comes into Seattle or Portland or Los Angeles or Long Beach, any of the major harbors there, and any places in between. What happens to goods? They no longer are ceased to be imported. And I want to share something with everybody. Remember this, when you see Texas and when you see other areas of the country starting to talk about empty grocery shelves beyond just a panic, beyond just a weather warfare initiation against Texas, And that's a whole nother story. What people need to understand is four former secretaries of defense talked about the ability to generate earthquakes, to generate volcanoes, and it's all under some of the patents under weather warfare and modification, 230 of them. So why is this critical? Mondo mentioned the drought that's in the pretty much the desert Southwest right now. The population on the West Coast exploded so great. But what people don't understand, and this is my plea, this is my passion, this is my time with you guys to basically warn a major audience, a worldwide audience, is the shaking that's going to take place with the volcanoes and the earthquakes, the poisoning of the Western Pacific, well, actually the total Pacific. How many people live on seafood or used to live on seafood? The industry that's going to be destroyed, the ships of the sea. Listen, when this thing happens, you don't want to be on a cargo freighter with whatever, 1,000 shipping containers. It's going to be, and I say this, I believe that Hollywood telegraphs all of the different future events. I believe that most science fiction movies, if not all of them, have to clear intelligence agency sensors. That's how you see all this advanced technology. When the Pacific Northwest goes, you're going to lose the major and the majority of all the West Coast defense industries, all the way out to Palmdale, all the way out to Area 51. When the Ridgecrest earthquakes, and again, Mondo, we talked about that, the Ridgecrest earthquakes, hard to say those in unison, that happened in July, I think of July 5th, 2019. That destroyed the China Lake Naval Weapons Laboratory, not just what was on the surface, but that was one of the biggest underground military bases in the world. It's called a DUM, Deep Underground Military Base. So the Deep Underground Military Base, they had to move assets. But what's interesting, when you get into California and you get into the interplay between, let's just say this, the Cascadia subduction zone, and nobody knows for sure how many fractures and how many faults, earthquake faults, that have never been identified. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand this. The majority of food imports pretty much comes from the West Coast. The majority of stuff pretty much comes from the West Coast, with the exception of the European imports that come from the East Coast. And then, of course, the South American imports that come from the Gulf Coast. So what is so at stake here? Anybody who's ever seen a World War II movie or any movie with a hand grenade, the only question isn't that the pin is in the grenade. The pin has been pulled. Cascadia and the events that will occur simultaneously will equal the grenade going off. And I've never been in the military, but there's so many seconds you got to throw the grenade, or guess what? You join with the grenade, and it's not a pretty picture. So the thing is that we are now basically watching the integration of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. By the way, Jim, I didn't know that you were teaching on that at all. I would say the fact I didn't know that you were teaching on that, and now we're talking about it together, is an indication that God wants to use a second witness to what you've been teaching on to show that he just doesn't waste your time, Jim, and he just doesn't waste the audience time. This is critical. And I think if there's any advice that was ever given to me by an older man of God, he said, never lose track of the fact that you are living in the end of the age, Steve. And I thought, what an interesting thing to say. A man I admired, a man who was, you know, well known for teaching all over the world. He said, never lose track of the fact that you're living in the end of the age. Not the end of the world, Jim. And here's the other thing. People think that somehow if the United States goes, the rest of the world has to go with us. Not true at all. You're seeing a confederation alliance of Taiwan, India, and Japan, who, by the way, have let it be known to China that if they attack Taiwan, they will all in unison attack China. China and even the West, meaning the United States military complex, has not even understood the sophistication of the Indian weapon development, of the Taiwanese weapon development, and also the Japanese Taiwan, a Japanese weapon development. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. So the idea of a unipolar world centered around the United States has already ceased to be relevant. We have had, under the previous three presidents, prior to Trump, the destruction of the U.S. military. We have had a lack of foresight. And look, I'm familiar with a lot of DARPA stuff, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. I read all that stuff. But what's really interesting is when you start reading the different nations' weapons program, like on the War Zone, one of my favorite websites, thewarzone.com. The thing is that you get a handle on these guys are all doing stuff we're not any longer. See, here's the thing. We're watching the total propaganda state now. Tell a lie, tell a big enough lie, tell it over and over, and guess what? People just believe it as truth. That's not the case. Same thing with Cascadia. Even now, on the big island of Hawaii, we've got the situation on the crater there, Mauna Loa. We've got a thing called the Hilna Slump, H-I-L-N-A, slump. That's the same thing as that would be having to be dealt with on the East Coast, because basically a volcanic explosion of enough magnitude and enough pressure would cause a slump. Just think of this, a slice of the mountain going into the Pacific Ocean, hitting the West Coast. When Cascadia goes off, imagine this, depending on different forces, all of that water rushing to Japan and vice versa. So this is why I claim, Jim, and it's important for Cascadia. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to share this. This isn't me and my wild imaginations. This is some of the smartest geologists, seismologists, scientists, earth scientists in the world, and they're telling you, Yellowstone, it's not a problem.
Wow.
Can I just read this one headline and then you can do this?
Yeah.
I'm as you're talking, I'm researching, and in 2015, this is the subtitle to the headline. When the Cascadia Fault Line ruptures, it could be North America's worst natural disaster in recorded history.
Mm. Yeah. And what he's just explaining to you is the food will be gone from the West Coast. We grow so much of our food.
That's right.
And it will be the greatest, probably, starvation that the world has ever known.
Wow.
And that's why, they can go to our website and get the 30-year shelf life food.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to be ready. I want the church people to be ready. Please. So help me God, order this thing. Get it for your children and your grandchildren and your husband and your wife and the old lady and the old man or whoever you call them, get them for grandpa, grandma, get them for the kids, get them for the uncles and the aunts.
Get it for your pastor. Be good for your pastor.
Get that three bundle. You got that three bundle yet,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's the Friends of Family offer three of the Cascadia documentaries for a $100 donation.
And that includes shipping and handling, and that's a good deal.
Absolutely.
As well. But this is the hour. This is the number one video of the hour. This is probably going to be viewed by more people than any motion picture theater, because theaters aren't really going that great. But this is what God is saying. This, if I've ever been in a God moment, it's right now.
Right.
And I've determined after hearing Steve Quayle that I'm going to try to stay alive as much as I can.
Yeah.
Until Jesus calls me home.
That's
until
right.
till the end.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I would love to go up in the rapture. So I'm hoping I could live that long. But it doesn't make any difference. I was a walking dead man, and I'm going to be giving you my book
out standing.
On July 4th.
Yeah.
I'm still standing. Mm-hmm. And
it's called I'm Still Standing, A Watchman's Story.
That's my new book, and don't order it because it's not out yet. But that's the preview copy of it there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no book inside of here. This is just the cover. I'm Still Standing, and God's faithfulness in dark times, past, present, future. But this is my story, and I'm not trying to sell my books. Mm-hmm. Don't even order it. It's for my 60th anniversary of preaching the gospel on July 4th. It'll come out. So I'm excited about that, to have something that's very, very special. But I have felt that this is the most urgent thing I've ever done. Can you guys believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is now. This ties together with everything that God has been teaching me, all the revelation that I've been teaching. And I just opened that next section of Revelation last week, wasn't it, Marlon?
Yes, sir. Right. Absolutely. That was a critical foundation. And I think it fulfills the scripture when prophets see in part, prophesy in part. And here you're seeing another part of that piece of that puzzle.
And what did we say? What did we see? What's next?
Yeah. Earthquakes.
Volcanoes.
Famine.
And even fire from the sky.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And I can't believe you're saying that, because this is the stuff they don't talk about. And I had to run it through John to make sure that what I was reading was correct. Yeah. And you know, you have to have accountability. But this is what John sent me. Newsweek, out of all places, Vermont meteor's violent explosion causes earth tremors detected by NASA. This is just a few days ago. Mm. I mean, it's leading up all the way to what our dear friend Tom Horn has been teaching about, the unbelievable wormwood that is prophesied and written about in the book of Revelation.
When did Tom Horn say that wormwood is going to hit the world?
I want to say a year ago, if not a year before that, almost 2 years ago, when he wrote that book.
A book called The Wormwood.
Yes.
Which we have on this show. God has put us on the cutting edge. That's why they're trying to cut us off. They're trying to cancel culture me. I've been canceled twice, you know, and I lost everything several years ago, and I'm back. I'm back bigger and stronger than I've ever been.
Amen.
And it's up to God.
Yes.
Man can't destroy me. They tried, and it's been one hell of a year, and we all need to stand in the church. But I want to play this again. So, and this is what you're ordering.
Yes.
Cascadia is the big one. Yellowstone is just a distraction. Can you imagine? They say Yellowstone would paralyze America if it goes.
Right.
But they're talking about this is bigger than Yellowstone.
That's right.
And Yellowstone's magma has moved under the earth, under the, you know, the surface of the earth, has moved to basically going towards California. Mm. So this is bad. Let's look at this video, and you go and order it now, and order the 3-package and give it out to your pastor. Give it out. People need to know what's coming.
Under the deep Pacific, 300 miles west off the coast of Oregon, the earth is rumbling, a telltale sign of the devastation to come. Constantly shifting and exploding since the dawn of time, famous volcanoes, Mount Vesuvius, Krakatoa, Mount St. Helens, have changed the landscape and human life globally. Most people in the United States know just one fault line by name, the San Andreas, which runs nearly the length of California and is perpetually rumored to be on the verge of unleashing the big one.
What's more likely to happen on a human length scale is that one of the Cascade volcanoes will erupt.
Forget the Yellowstone supervolcano. Did you know that just north of the San Andreas lies another fault line, known as the Cascadia Juan de Fuca subduction zone, and a much more awesome and explosively violent collection of volcanoes known as the Cascade Range, a chain of volcanic mountains that follow the same course 100 or so miles inland. The Pacific Northwest sits squarely within the Ring of Fire. Off its coast, the Juan de Fuca plate is slipping beneath the North American one.
offshore, you have the subduction zone. So you have the North American plate, and then you have the Juan de Fuca plate that is sinking down beneath North America. And the Cascadia fault line is where those two are touching and where the plates are, in fact, rubbing against each other. They're mostly stuck, and then occasionally when they let go, you get one of these very large megathrust earthquakes and the plates slip.
If, on that occasion, only the southern part of the Cascadia subduction zone gives way, the magnitude of the resulting quake will be somewhere between 9 and 10 point. That's the big one. If the entire zone gives way at once, an event that seismologists call a full margin rupture, the magnitude will be somewhere between 9.7 and 10.2. That's the very big one. When, not if, the next great Cascadia subduction zone earthquake strikes the Pacific Northwest, Oregon will face the greatest challenge in its history. Buildings, transportation network, utilities, and population are simply not prepared for such an event. The truth is, we are facing a very real and a very imminent ticking time bomb right here in the USA. Cascadia, the big one.
Wow.
Oh, that's powerful. Steve Quayle here with us, the expert in this thing.
Yes.
And the man who studied it, that produced this great motion picture. You can get it for a gift of $35.
Right.
Or I would say get the set of three of them for $100. That includes shipping and handling.
Yes.
And give one to your pastor. Give one to your aunt, your uncle, your grandma, your grandpa, your favorite people that you don't.
Your kids.
You want them to know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it will be too late someday, and I keep warning.
Mm-hmm.
I've in the prison cell, mm-hmm. God warned me what was coming.
Yeah.
And I saw it in the books of the Bible and in the Revelation. And people, we've got to be ready. And this is so powerful. Mm-hmm. God gave me, I was so thrilled when Marcella told me that Steve Quayle had this video that he has produced mm-hmm. about Cascadia and about what's coming.
Right.
And it's time to be ready.
Amen.
You got the three deal that people can get three
That's
videos.
Right. That's right. Three of the Cascadia is the Big One documentaries for a donation of $100 to the ministry. And that does include the shipping and handling as well.
Yeah. And that's a lot today because shipping and handling is getting higher and higher. Everything's higher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The computers or generators that we're sending out this week, by the end of this month, the prices go way up.
Right.
I'm sorry, I can't stop all these prices going up. Inflation is taking over America. Listen, we were set for a crisis, mm-hmm. but we're not set for it now.
No, and
we're set for a huge crisis that is going to destroy millions and millions of people.
You must be prophetic because this is what Bloomberg is just reporting. Food prices are soaring faster than inflation and incomes.
That's right.
Another one, the UK inflation rises as prices of food and furniture increases. Just to give you an example of
Steve Quayle has just told us that the price of food is going way, way up, and then the food will be gone.
Right.
From this Cascadia, this thing, this horrible volcanic, how many volcanoes are there? Should I ask Steve that?
Absolutely.
Steve, how many volcanoes are in the Cascadia?
11 of the 18, according to one of our experts on camera. And there we go. Let me call them out because Mount Baker, Glacier Peak, Mount Rainier. Mount Rainier is bulging now. Mount St. Helens, is smoking. The problem is Mount Hood. Mount Hood had a 45-minute swarm of quakes. Now, that's, quote, everything that you're hearing will be downplayed, but that's unusual for Mount Hood. And then we've got the situation, Mount Jefferson. The other problematic area is in the Three Sisters region, and that's also called the Newberry area, and Mount Bachelor, Cinnamon Butte, Crater Lake. Crater Lake is very interesting. So, and then we get into California, we get into Mount Shasta. So, some people say 11 of the 18, others say 13 of the 18. I'm just going to take the safe a way out and say, my guess is everybody's going to be wrong and it's going to be more. And again, in 1700, just to tell everybody, this isn't speculation. A 9.0 earthquake generated a wall of water, and some of the earthquakes that have happened in Japan have also. So we're kind of in an interesting position. As you see my two fingers, you've got Japan to the east, you've got obviously the California, Washington, Oregon, California, West Coast, and each one of them affects the other. So what's problematic is there are so many literal visions that span hundreds of years of Mount Fuji in Japan blowing. We're now seeing Popo, which I'm not going to try and pronounce Popo, in Mexico City smoking. But the most problematic issue right now in the Cascades is in Cascadia is Mount Rainier, the bulging, and also basically Mount Hood. And then we've got the Remembrance volcano of, you know, the days when people watched on their TV, Mount St. Helens. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know this isn't speculation. It's not a question of if, will it? It is when. And that's the most, that's the million-dollar question. Jim, I spend, you know, probably, you know, I don't know, honestly, 4 to 5 hours speaking, Skyping with people around the world on this specific subject matter. Because again, I'm praying, others are praying, God, give the people on the West Coast, please, heads up, let them see something in a way of a sequential quake up and down before, up and down the West Coast, before it all comes down. And ladies and gentlemen, again, God's rich in mercy, but there is a limit to his forbearance. And again, Jim, I wanted to get the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Famine and plague are two of them. We just have seen the plague. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote a book. This is important. It's not available. It's out of print. Breathe No Evil. Breathe No Evil. And that was about biological and chemical weapons. And now we've got Ebola breaking out in the Congo. Why is all this stuff critical? Because as Mondo claimed, we're seeing in Latin America some huge volcanoes going off. Costa Rica has some major volcanoes getting to ready to go off and do periodically. And then we've got the whole issue of the subsea volcanoes off of the East Coast. So what you're going to see, and I'm sorry to have to say it, I'm pleading with people, understand the precarious nature of food. Understand that the people in Texas, what a microcosm of a worst case scenario. And the fine people of Texas, that was an orchestrated, weather weaponized attack upon Texas because they wanted, they're talking about secession because of the strength of their economy, but more importantly, because of all the lawsuits that the Attorney General of Texas has filed against all the states for fallacious ballot counting. So this is all related. And not only that, but pure water. Jim, ever since I've known you, you've been selling water filters. The two most important things you can have in survival beyond your head is you have to have food, you have to have potable or drinking water. Going back to what the Lord showed me 50 years ago, and this is what he said, Steve, the day will come when the two most precious commodities on earth will be fresh water, drinkable water, and food. He said, tell my people they will be drinking water that they normally would have only walked through. You know, well, if you got to drink puddle water, rainwater, you better be able to filter it. So water filtration, and we saw, I mean, I saw photos of what was in the Texas water. Good night. It looked like a high school biochemical or a biology where they've got everything from paramecians and protozoans and all this stuff in the water, and it's not fit to drink. And that's something people got to understand. They may not have fire to boil the water, but a water filter and a water purifier, two different terms, is critical. And seriously, you know, forget, don't leave home without your whatever credit card in your wallet. Always have a water filter, and at least, and I, by the way, I categorically reject the 72-hour kits. It's absolutely folly. The minimum people should prepare, the minimum, in my opinion, is 30 to 90 days. That's the minimum. And it's going to be, Jim, that we're going to have to rely on God for literally manna. And by the way, I do believe him for that. I'm praying that for my brothers and sisters in China. I'm praying that for the people who are our brother and our sisters in the Middle East that are starving. You see, the day of us being isolated as a nation, never having a world war on our, within the continental bounds of the United States are over. The day of watching suffering over there, it's coming here. The day of persecution for all of our brethren around the world, it's coming here. And unfortunately, the majority, I'd say this is my guess, but it's a research guess, 90% of Christendom is unready, unwilling, and even in denial as to embrace that this could be coming. And after Texas, you know, that's a big wake-up call. But Texas is, and I don't mean this to be disparaging, but look what happens when the power goes out. Look what happens. And you know, as somebody who was one of the founders of the PrEP movement a long time ago, bottom line is I came up with a statement. Most people get life insurance, INS. Most people forget life assurance, ASSURANCE. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing forbidden. There's nothing anti-biblical. We wouldn't be here if Noah hadn't prepared. We certainly wouldn't be here if Joseph hadn't prepared. And remember, the scripture many times talks about great famine in the land. And if it wasn't for the missionary journeys of Paul, the apostle, the Christians in Jerusalem would have starved because Paul went out and took offerings for them. So ladies and gentlemen, here's what I'm saying. God is going to have a global event. I'm going to sum this up. The global event is going to get the world's attention. The volcanoes and earthquakes of the world are going to come active simultaneously. The growing season of the world, is going to absolutely be diminished. If not, it will be unavailable for entire periods of time. Freedom of the press for Christians will cease. The Bible will be vilified to the point of possession, will be a capital offense, punishable by death. People said I was crazy, Jim. You know, one thing we can both look back on our years is people always say, we're crazy. Crazy? Was it crazy to get people who did prepare, who were prepared, who were in a total different mindset and a total different prep set, and they were able to help others? What's a smile worth, Lori? What's a smile worth? What's a hug worth, you guys? What's a hug worth? What is the plan? It is to destroy one of the most beautiful creations that even the devil hates more than anything. That's the nuclear family. That's why the N-word, normal, will be the most non-relevant word. So somebody says, well, that's all negative. No, that's the Bible. Read the book of Revelation. Blessed is he who reads and keeps the words of these prophecies, and woe unto him who adds or subtracts. So when we talk about the four horsemen of apocalypse, you know, that's the apocalypse, the revealing. That's what the word means. You know, in modern society, they have the four donkeys of the apocalypse, okay? That's the mainstream media, the big four. Now look at everything. Look at social networks. Faces of Death Book, that's what I've called it all these years. Now it's become Tracebook. You have the disenfranchisement of basically conservatives, Christians, everybody who, we are not allowed that one gorgeous word called community. The left can have the community. The communists can have the community. Everybody can have a community except you and I. That's why it will become incumbent. Thank you, Jesus. It will be incumbent upon us to realize that the only unity that can come, and I'm going to make this statement. Boy, I feel this has to be said. Unity in the spirit is not physical agreement in the flesh. Can you say amen to that? It is absolutely true statement. When people's eyes are on Jesus, when they're submitted to the Holy Spirit, when the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the callings of the Holy Spirit, the ministries of the Holy Spirit are functioning, then people see something, they want something, they want to be part of it. Paul said, hey, if I just came to you with the enticing words of men's wisdom, what good does that do? I'm adding the what good does that do? but he came in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power thereof. The devil hates the L word, love. You guys tell, you said even at the opening, love you guys, they're about. The mask is a sign of submission. The mask is not biologically, scientifically, even accurate. Viruses of the next strain of virus, I'm sorry to have to say this, because of the feedback, or actually blowback, of Americans saying, we're not going to allow our business to be destroyed any longer. We're not going to allow our families to be destroyed any longer. And to hell with non-scientific statements that the only way we can travel is by, quote, a vaccine passport. You know, Bill Gates made a statement, you guys. He wants to dim the sunlight to protect us all from global warming. Unfortunately, no one's come up with a plan to protect us from all those guys, the techno billionaires, for global lying. But the point is that we're already seeing the dimming of sunlight. We're already seeing it. And now somebody wants to come along. Mike Adams basically made a powerful statement. He said, Steve, they want to kill photosynthesis. When you kill photosynthesis, you kill all life. You kill it all. And see, that's Jim. That Lori, this is the plan, you guys, is to destroy all life. Or else Jesus wouldn't have said, if he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. Do you think Jesus just made statements because, I'll just make these statements and no one will listen? Remember the theme of today's program. For God has declared it, his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you read the rest of scripture, it's not that God doesn't present the knowledge, it's that people reject it. They reject it. Which of the prophets did your fathers not kill? Jesus is talking at that point to the most religious people in the world's history. They had seen, many of them, the miracles of Sinai. They had been delivered through the Red Sea. They told their children, and God commanded, tell your children's children. Doesn't take long, though, ladies and gentlemen, for the greatest move of God to be discounted. The fact that we're created in God's image and likeness, the fact that God breathed into us the very breath of life, what are we doing with that breath? You know, Jim, one time, I wrestle with the Lord, not literally he wins, but, you know, in my thought, in my heart. And I said, Lord, why are so many people abandoning the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that you, Jesus, are Lord? And then the Lord asked me a question. I'm sorry, you guys, I'm not making excuses. I'm not trying to be anything other than what God called me to be and made me to be. He said, Steve, how many of my people take me seriously when I say, if they don't confess me before men, I will not confess them before my Father, which is in heaven? My response was, when you ask me a question, Lord, you know the answer, but my guess is not many. Not many. Because again, Jim, Lori, Marcella, if Aunt Mondo, how many people do you know, seriously, that are on fire for the living God, that are on fire for the name of the Lord, that are jealous for the name of the Lord? Goliath goes up against all of Israel's army. Nobody takes him on. Yet a young man named David, who had the anointing, stands against the giant of Gath. And he says, I'm tired. These are my words. I'm tired of you blaspheming the God of heaven. I want those people, I want those women, I want those young people to rise and stand the power of God's might. Because we believe, you guys, by our actions, as what I call evangelifish. I don't know, Jim, have you ever heard my term evangelifish? A jellyfish just floats in the ocean with the current. They just don't have a spine. And wherever the current of contemporary thought or, you know, the political correctness of the day, they just go along to get along.
You know, you talked about the water being shorted. We do have these. This is probably one of the most tested all over the world. It's tested in almost every country.
The water filtration system. This is an actual filtration system. And like Steve said, don't leave home without a filtration system. Don't leave home without this.
Yeah, because this can filter mud puddles.
Yes.
Just take a hanky, make sure you don't put the mud in it. But get water anywhere
right,
except the ocean. Yes. This water can be from a creek,
from a dirty mud puddle,
a stream, a mud puddle, whatever. Yes. But this will save your lives.
Right. And you can receive 6 of the 28-ounce Seychelles Extreme Survival water bottles for a donation to the ministry of $165, which includes
shipping and handling. And this is what Steve was talking about.
That's exactly what he was
talking about.
He's talking
about filtration system. And this is the best, the most tested that I know of. And that's what we've been offering for years.
We use these on a daily basis. These are amazing.
But you can get 6 of them.
Yes, right. That's right.
For how much?
Yes, for a $165 donation to the ministry, and that does include the shipping and handling.
And then the food, we just quickly mentioned the survival food, because yes, that's going up in price next month.
Right. Yeah.
And if anybody wants to get it at current price, go to our website and get it. Now, we have a 6 bucket deal.
Right.
Now, you've seen the 1 bucket. There's a 6 bucket deal. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There's 6 of the Prepared Pantry 60 mil buckets for a donation of $845 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling. And there's such a variety of food. Mm-hmm. There's cheesy broccoli rice, spaghetti marinara, pancakes, creamy wheat. I mean, there's so many different options mm-hmm. in this bucket of food right
so
here.
Good.
And you can receive 6 of them, 6 Prepared Pantry 60 mil buckets for a donation of $845. That includes shipping and handling to the ministry. Go to the website, jimbakershow.com, where you can see all our entire categories of preparedness items that we have put together for you.
Which of the volcanoes do the scientists that you've interviewed think will be the one that will erupt sooner than the others? Is that a loaded question?
No, that's a great question. And as Mondo watches this stuff, it's going to be Mount Hood. Mount Hood, my film team was going to be taken to Mount Hood when they were establishing some new, more sophisticated seismic sensors. And isn't it interesting? The most problematic mountain that is a volcano that is a concern is Mount Hood, and it has the least seismic monitoring and 45 minutes. If they turn into harmonic tremors, a harmonic tremor, just imagine, you know, a tuning fork and one just keeps setting off the next one, next one, next one. You're going to see something unusual. A scientist named Bernard Chouet of the USGS, this is critical, knew and declared when Mount Pinatubo, one of the biggest volcanic explosions in contemporary history, he knew when it was going to go off, in other words, explode, erupt, because he was monitoring the harmonic quakes. I've not seen the word yet, but 45 minutes of a quake swarm is a big deal, especially when you have, and Mondo, you've been watching it, the amount of earthquakes happening in Seattle, actually in Vancouver, all the way down the West Coast and then coming back up. We're talking some days, 126 quakes showing on the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. So, Jim, to answer your question, there's a whole lot of concern about the immediacy, not like today or tomorrow necessarily, but there's a lot of concern about Mount Hood, and that's the critical focus right now. But in addition to that, we never have time to talk about it, is one that's called Axial Seamount. That's in the movie. Ladies and gentlemen, what people don't understand is some of the volcanoes that are beneath the ocean's waves are some of the most problematic. And if I were, you know, if I were making a suggestion, I would just put that link up to the New Yorker that Mondo has, one of the most important, the most concise, the most well-written article. It won a Pulitzer Prize. And I got to tell you this, I think that's one of the best articles I've ever read in my life that lays it out specifically. It is not emotional. And I'm going to share this. The emotion I have is I want to see as many lives saved as possible. And that's what it's all about with me. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the Cascadia and, you know, support Jim's show, granted, most people have never even heard. Jim, just as a survey, probably 80% of the American population doesn't realize the mountains up and down Cascadia are active volcanoes, or the majority of them. So this is the right time for the right information to get people prepared. And it's, and again, I want to share something. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there is no such thing as normal. It quit being used over a year ago, but it's really going to come into this. You cannot enter the new world order. The global reset is nothing more than Luciferian nonsense talk. They're talking about the rule on planet Earth of Lucifer. And the Christians have got to have a revelation of not only God's salvation, his keeping power, his supernatural, the provision, all of his protection, everything is in Jesus. Because the Bible says that everything that pertains unto life and godliness, the King of glory has given to us through his son, Jesus. Jim, Lori, Marcella, hey, Mondo, thank you so much. And again, you know, you guys, thank you for addressing these issues. They're pertinent, they're relevant. They will either, how should I say this? Ignored, probably allow a lot of people an early entrance, maybe few people early entrance into heaven, a lot of people fast track into hell. And I am not apologizing for talking about hell, eternal separation from the living God. So, Jim, you know, thank you for having me on, and I thank you for realizing the critical nature of the information.
We're the results of this Cascadia, the big one, big many multiple ones, is nuclear winter. Cold. The sun and the moon will darken because of all of the ash going up, and it causes nuclear winter, which has happened before. And instead of warming, we're going to have freezing. And the plants and the flowers and the trees and all will die. And that's what you must get this video to understand what is really going on. You've been taught a big lie. But I want you to get the video. This is my last time to offer it today, this week. So for a gift of $35, you get a video, DVD video, or you can get three of them for a $100 gift.
That's right.
And that includes shipping and handling.
That's right.
And you can go to the website and order the food. It's in all different packages, a type of one, but it's 30-year shelf life food, which is great. Survival food for the last days and the water and all of us there. So you can go to the jimbakershow.com. Is that right?
Right. Or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
Order Steve Quayle's Cascadia. It is the big one. We have to go. Remember, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.